All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. Leaf is here, and I got to say, Leaf, nowadays when you come in, I'm a little bit apprehensive. I'm wondering, oh dear, what's going to be the news from the river? But you've got a little bit of good news, a little bit of hope out there. You're seeing some fish moving around, fish alive.
Yeah, you're pretty much describing how I approach the river anymore, I think, with a bit of apprehension and a bit of hope. And you know, I've always been a little bit superstitious, so I always say you're not supposed to say, yeah, we're going to catch a bunch of fish, because then guess what you're not going to do, and then say, oh, the wind won't blow, because then guess what's going to happen anyway. Of course I've had my doom and gloom moments, and everybody's gonna have to forgive me on that one, but you basically got two sides to this coin, and one is sun and one is cloud. And And so far, the sunny side of that coin is landing up a lot lately, because we're seeing, just start at the top. We've seen our spring Chinook get up here, and they've done pretty well, at least spawning in the areas above Benson Creek. It'll probably produce some great fish, and it's a small river, so we don't need a whole lot of fish before we hit the maximum density of this river, feed-wise and everything else, and then we've also got bull trout pushing up here. Multiple stories of bull trout attacking our little fish, as usual. I got one to puke up my 13-inch cutthroat yesterday.
Really?
Oh, man, it was amazing. I was fishing the top of this ripple midway between Twisp and Winthrop there, and I, you know, all the trout are in the very top, and maybe it's because they're scared of what's down in the end, man. I hooked this guy on my chubby Chernobyl and brought him across the current, and all of a sudden he just got a lot heavier, and I was like, what the heck? And I looked down, and in the back eddy there's this like 27-inch bull trout just starting to chew on the guy like a dog with a bone, and I'm just like, oh no, you know, because I mean, that's a little cutthroat, you gotta like those guys, and I'm trying to like pull gently and get him out of his mouth, and he flips that thing around and puts his head into his mouth, because they like to eat him head first. The fins push down and it streamlines into their gullet. And I'm like, no, you know, and I'm pulling up steady, trying to get it out of there. And he's kind of just going, and backing it down. And I see the dorsals getting in there. He's into his adipose, and he's into his tail. And I'm like, oh, man. Wow. And I start to pull up, and that bull trout jumped. And I'm not kidding you, Don. In the air, you could hear him go, ugh. And you get this sound from fish when they jump. It's the wet wiggle sound. And that's what that little cutty did as he popped out of that big old monster's mouth. I'm not kidding you. Wow. I was all by myself, hooting, hollering, laughing my butt off. And I think I heard that little cutthroat go, freedom! And he like hit the water, swam away, and somehow my hook transferred from that fish to the bull trout's snoot right in his mouth, right on the tip of his nose, and I landed that sucker.
That is a great story.
Yeah, so the bull trout, you know, they're making their way up, as they do in the fall, to, you know, Black Lake, Lost River, you know, the upper end of Twisp River and all that. And right behind them, as should be, we're starting to see these big, beautiful summer Chinook, and mixed in with them, steelhead.
Okay.
And they're moving good.
You know, we all know that the river's been around before us. The river's weathered things like this before. But to be living here at the time, we sort of grieve for the river. But it's really nice to hear these stories that, things keep on their cycle. And, there's going to be a lot of gravel that's covered up with muck.
You bet.
But
a lot of holes have changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to a guide friend of mine yesterday. He was running a trip down in the lower river where I haven't even bothered to fish, and they caught multiple resident fish, and that was one of my biggest worries were the cutthroat in these areas, because we'd heard of a lot found dead on the bank, but you know what? They caught a big one, he said, and a few other that were mid-range, and so that was quite well below Benson Creek, too, so that really gave me some hope as far as the resident fish, too. So just a lot more, you know, stories of good stuff going along than I'd really think. And you know, of course, there's some tough stuff to see, but I'm really happy to see Steve and Chris and all those guys and the Yakimas now starting to work on getting this stuff out of here and doing such a good job there.
Well, I do want to talk about that, too, but we'll maybe save that for a separate recording. But I'm curious now, what's going to close the window on the river cleanup?
Well, I mean, you know,
is it just the cold?
The cold, and as far as I've heard, you know, the funding as far as getting this stuff processed and transferred out of here.
I think maybe that's the story in that
number one. You get wing nuts like me to go out there all winter, you know, and do that stuff.
Yeah, but it's really it's kind of fallen to the folks who live here. Apparently now the tribe, the other day when I was talking to the folks who were cleaning up, the tribe hadn't gotten involved yet. But that's good to see some agencies in there too, because, you know, if it's a job that won't be, quote unquote, completed.
Oh, yeah. No, all we can do is the best we can do.
There you go.
You know, and you know, it's easy to kind of get down on this one, but all you got to do, all you can do is just get out there and do what you can, because every bit we take out of there is another bit that's not going to stay in there. So, I mean, you know, just do what you can.
So briefly, I was just going to say, give the number out. Since we did hit on this subject, probably one number that will get you to wherever it is you want to go, whether you need help to clean out your part of the bank, or you want to be help, Chris Johnson at the Salmon Recovery is probably the one number that can put you in the right place, and he's 429-1232. So did I interrupt you there?
No, I was just going to say, you know what, it's going to be a great fishing fall, and really excited to see it. If you want to get the lowdown on it, just check out the blog at the Fly Fishers Pro Shop. Met How Fishing Adventures keeps it up to date. And if you'd like to book a trip with us, that's where you do it. And until then, enjoy the turning of the leaves, take care of one another, and get your fish on.
Musical.